The following program contains satire. Beware. The Average Network, in association with White House Productions, brings you George Bush and the Quest for Terror, written and produced by Carl Rove and Karen Hughes, directed by George W. Bush, additional dialogue by Ari Fleischer and Bill O'Reilly, sound by Admiral John Poindexter, with computer-generated digital effects by the Junior Achievement Society of Climidia, Minnesota, casting by George W. Bush and Anthony Blair. George is portrayed by Digital Duke, Tony by Digital 007. In our first episode, we find President Bush and Prime Minister Blair fresh from their miraculous victory against Saddam and his evil sons at the Iraqi Corral. We join them on the dark, rain-swept streets of downtown the Middle East.
Along here, George. Quick, behind these crates. Did they get you, George?
Just a scratch, Tony.
It almost took your leg off and you don't even limp. You're magnificent, George.
Time for worship and adulation later. Where are we?
Could be Syria. Might be Iran. Check your map for Damascus. My GPS is down.
Mine never has worked.
That's a stopwatch, George.
Oh. Well, according to this here map, that corner there's the corner of Calpurnia and Oak in Rapid City.
Oh, damn, George. They've given you a map of South Dakota.
May I help you, gentlemen?
What's that?
Back!
I beg your pardon. May I help you?
We're just taking refuge behind these here crates, buckaroo.
You are standing in my doorway. I live here.
In these crates?
We have rents, you understand. Both of these crates are mine, though, if you'd like to come in and rest up. There's a Dennis Hopper Film Festival on USA later. I have satellite.
Well, thanks, little feller.
Bigger than it looks from outside, eh, George?
You can do wonderful things with mirrors and movable partitions.
You're a right civilized little chap. Thank you. Could you be telling us where we are?
Rapid City, South Dakota.
By Jove!
I guess the CIA ain't as dumb as they look. Little feller, you know who we are?
Of course. I have Fox. You are a left-wing fathead President Bush, and he is your namby-pamby lapdog, Tony Blair, yes?
Aye, no question he's got Fox.
That's right, bub. Who are you?
I'm just a simple arms merchant. Wazoo been stealth stinky.
You ain't no Arab. What's going on here?
Well, you rushed these things into production so quickly. Casting just hired a bunch of retired movie Nazis to be in your film. Ludwig Donat and Erich von Stroheim, Hans Schum, Conrad Veidt, Raymond Massey. We're all here.
Well, me and Tony are gunning for terrorists. You seen any Osama bin Laden's or that Al-Qaeda fella hanging around?
Al-Qaeda runs the saloon just around the corner, the Blue Mushroom Cafe. But he's mighty tough, Herr Bush.
Little lad, you're talking to the man who gunned down Saddam and his two sons.
Torn nothing. While Tony here brought down the Minister of Education and the Minister of Grandfatherly Repair with one Hellfire missile.
Gott im Himmel, you are both tough as nickel steaks, as we like to say in these parts.
Well, thanks for your help, Pilgrim.
You go so soon? Your leg is shot off.
Just a scratch. I got it held on with duct tape. Loaded and ready, Tony?
George, I'd follow you into a volcano spewing boiling rock, I would. So long, mister. Been stealth stinky. You've been right hospitable.
Adios, compadre.
There goes the hope of the free world. It's toot me light. Axel.
Next time in part two of George Bush and the Quest for Terror, George and Tony meet Al-Qaeda. The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World, are an Average Network production written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. Uncle Bob and his flock of highly trained celebrity impersonating pigeons may be seen nightly at the Dirt World Midget Racing Track in Pottersville. This is Pablo T. Flies reminding you to stay tuned. More radio is about to appear.